Core strength is stability and integration through the entire core of the body, from the pelvic floor all the way to the crown of the head, and with particular attention to the pelvic girdle and the shoulder girdle to support the energetic alignment through the core of the body and also your awareness. We'll start standing, rolling the shoulders up and around and back on the inhale and exhaling as you bring the elbows together in front of the body. A couple of those, really work the shoulder blades on the back of the body so you begin to feel the shoulder girdle opening and giving a little more freedom of movement here. And then we'll begin just rising on the tiptoes as you bring the arms overhead. So first up through the center, exhale down, inhale out to the side and up, exhale down. A couple more, just alternating through the front. Good. Make sure that you're coming up in a very controlled way, as Valerie is, so that you control the lift and the lowering of the heels, paying attention to the entire length of the body, the entire experience from the feet all the way to the tips of the fingers. Good. And then step your feet slightly apart. And inhale, stretch one arm up and overhead, and then off to the side, breathing into the side. And on an inhale, come back up. Exhale the arm down and try the other side. Inhale up and stretch. And again, really looking for length along the side of the body, pressing the outer heel down. Come back on an inhale and exhale down. And then just a bit of a twist from side to side. You can step your feet a little further apart if you'd like, or wherever is comfortable. And on the inhale, lifting the heel as you swing, and exhale, and so on. Move with the breath. And just let the whole, again, feeling the whole spine opening and being aware from the feet all the way through the crown. The arms are really relaxed, as you can see. So the body feels soft and beginning to open, and also that you feel that axis around which you're moving. Excellent. All right. Then step to the short edge of your mat. And the feet are about hip-width apart, depending on what's really comfortable for you here. And then bend the knees, open the arms out to the side and over alongside the head for Utkatasana. Press down through the feet. Really activate through the legs. You feel the inner thighs working as you keep the thighs tracking out. And then draw the lower belly in and the pelvic floor in. And you can see how she lengthens up through the lumbar spine as that happens, even as she drops down. And the tendency is to really arch in here. Draw the front ribs in. Great. And then you just can feel the lengthening of the spine all the way up. It translates all the way into the shoulder girdle. The arms stretch up and move towards the side of the head. Then, on your next exhale, open the arms out to the side. Keep the knees soft as fold forward from the crease of the hip and bring the fingertips to the floor. Now, you can keep the knees a little soft here, or very soft, depending, so that you can actually work in the lower belly. Draw the lower belly in, the pelvic floor in, and use that lift to open and lift the sit bones, and then the backs of the legs open. If you're tight in the hamstrings, just keep the knees soft. And breathe here. And you can walk your fingertips out a little bit, Valerie, so that you're not pulling yourself unnaturally too close to the legs and can work again in the pelvic floor and the lower belly. Great. And then let's step the right foot back and then the left. We'll take one downward facing dog. Again, keep the heels up, the knees bent, depending on what's working for you. Be careful about slamming into your shoulders or the hamstrings. And instead, draw the front ribs in, the lower belly in. Excellent. The navel moves towards the spine without rounding in the back, of course. Sit bones are lifting. So again, this kind of long feeling from the core of the body, the pelvic floor, to the crown. Step the right foot forward. And stretch the left heel back. If you're tight or feeling uncomfortable here, it is an option to lower the knee to the mat, but otherwise keep it up so that you really can feel the elongating engagement through the legs. Then you can bring the hands to the thighs if you're stable here. Again, these are options. And finally, now here you can see she can really bring herself upright through her torso. And if you can do that, then you're good here. Otherwise, you may want to bring your hands back down to the floor. And finally, opening the arms out to the side and up alongside the head. Excellent. With an inhale. And stretching up again as the pelvis drops, lengthening so that you feel connected from the legs into the pelvic floor, into the lower belly, into the heart, the throat, the head. Exhale the arms out to the side and down and step back to downward dog. Big inhale here, opening the sit bone, lifting the sit bones. And when you're ready, I'll step the left foot forward and we'll do the lunge on the left. So first down and then bringing the hands to the thigh. Really stretch the back leg back. Even if you have the knee down, you want to keep the leg really active, engaged, and so that you're not just hanging off the hip joint. And make sure the knee is over the ankle, which it is for her. And then, again, thinking about the front ribs moving into the body and the shoulder blades moving down. And when you're ready, you can open the arms out to the side. Make sure in all of these that you're breathing easily. If you're laboring or gripping in the interior of the body, then the breath is restricted. And that's the first sign that you're actually not working with your core strength, but trying to fake it from the big muscles on the exterior parts of the body. And when you're ready, exhale out, hands down, and step back to downward dog. Take a breath here just to kind of realign yourself and to experience the new freedom and openness in the body, right through the core of the body again. And then as you're ready, we'll slip the right knee forward onto the floor this time with the foot off to the side. for a pigeon kind of pose. Make sure the back leg, yeah, good, is straight, so the top of the thigh is on the floor. Now, if you are very tight in either the groin or the outer hip, you may need a support under the sit bone on this side or under the hip on this side. Otherwise, lifting your torso as much as you can. If you're forward, you may can support yourself on the forearms, but we'd like to get to this lift and the positioning of the legs here encourages the openness enough to allow the pelvis to be upright and for that core alignment to be unrestricted with a big range of movement through the legs. So the shoulder blades are down, the collarbones broaden, the front ribs move in a little. This pose is great because of the it almost requires a good alignment through the spine. So get familiar with what that feels like by bringing your mind down into the lower belly. And as you exhale, you can contract the lower belly a little bit, draw the navel towards the spine, and you'll feel yourself lifting a little up through. Good, excellent. And then let's come back to downward dog, and we'll switch sides. If you want to just switch sides, skipping downward dog, that's fine also. But downward dog will help you to realign the hip and knee, and then we'll try the other side. Your sides may be different, so allow that to be the case. Yep. And you do want to, Valerie's having to check her foot to make sure it's going straight back. If your foot's twisted, it sometimes means that you're avoiding somewhere that's a little bit tight through the thigh that, or even the ankle that needs to be opened up. So you really align your back leg. And then she's on the fingertips so that she's working up through the core of the body. Excellent. And then if you, as you start to settle, you can walk the fingertips back a little bit. And that will help to bring the a bit more of energy through the core of the body. So again, kind of moving the lower belly in so that you can lift. Shoulders are soft. The jaw is soft. The corners of the mouth are happy. And you're breathing easily down into the side ribs, softening in the outer hip, softening in the groin. And you do need to make an effort to pull the right side of the pelvis forward a little bit so that that you stay as level as possible with the pelvis, even though there's a tendency for this hip to be pulled back. So you have to lift up out of the bent knee side in order to stay a little balanced. And that's, again, where a block or a bolster may help you if you're really tight in this area. Come back to downward dog on an inhale. Great. And then I'm going to come all the way down, bend the knees to the floor, come down onto the mat, face down, and give, yes, there you go. And then bring the arms out in front of you, sort of parallel to the edges of the mat, both of them flat on the floor. bring them in enough so that you can rest your head on the forearms, although that's not what we're going to do. So then stretch the feet back behind you, really, again, tops of the feet. And you can see the couple inches apart is all. Press the tops of the feet into the floor and feel the legs activated all the way up into the pelvis, pelvic floor, and pubic bone press down, pelvic floor lifts. Then lift the ribs, the lower belly and the navel, into the body. So there's really a strong pulling up off the floor with the upper body. And then continue lifting as if you're really lifting up off the floor with the front of the body. Press the arms into the mat. And then draw the arms towards you. They won't really move, but just push down and then lift up a little bit more, continuing to lift the ribs and the navel into the spine. Excellent. And you can keep the head in a neutral position, but don't let it, you know, don't hang it yet. And keep lifting from the pelvic floor through the crown. And breathing in spite of your effort here. Easy breath in the side ribs. Strong legs. You can see how she's really stabilizing through the pelvis and the legs. And then finding a way to move energetically up through the core of the body, through this place where we tend to lose it, right through the navel and lumbar spine. Come down on an exhale. And this is much harder than it looks, actually. And bring the arms alongside the ribs. Take a resting breath. And now we'll try a more conventional Bhujangasana, but applying the same lessons that we were just working with. So bring the hands to the mat beside the ribs or under the shoulders for Bhujangasana. Yeah, good. Same activation through the legs. Tops of the feet press down. The legs are engaged. Pressing down through the pelvis, draw the ribs up and the navel towards the spine, and the shoulder blades down, and then try to lift the entire length of the spine from the pubic bone through the crown. You'll press your hands into the floor and keep your back of your neck in line with your spine, and sometimes it's hard for us to know what that is. Good. And then draw the front ribs in again. So it's not so much about how far back you go, but rather about how smooth the curve in the spine can be. And that, of course, is dependent on or limited by what's happening in the pelvis as well as in the ribs. So you want to draw your front ribs in. Yes, and shoulder blades down. Yeah, good. And breathing happily. Come down on an exhale. Turn your head to one side. Take one resting breath. And then bring the hands under the shoulders, come onto the hands and knees, and you can either sit back in child's pose or come back to downward dog just to reset the spine. Take one breath there. And then bend the elbows, or actually just shift your weight forward into plank pose. Now, there are two options here. If your shoulders or wrists are a little bit wonky, you may want to work on your forearms. And that would be an option. It's actually a little harder to work here, a little more strength required. But you can choose either that position or the plank. Be careful of the elbows. Make sure you're rolling the eyes of your elbows together. Shoulder blades are down. She looks great. And now we're going to tap the floor, starting with her right foot, about five times. So you just kind of lift and tap. And breathing and ease, but being aware again. You can see how she's really staying engaged and long and strong through the spine and the core of the body. And then the other side, tapping. Five times each time. And then lower the knees to the mat. And shift your hips by drawing your belly in. Just pull the pelvis off to the right. It's a bit of a twist. And how far down you come depends a little on what feels comfortable for you. And then come back to center, exhale, twist over again to the right. And then we'll do two to the left. Exhale and draw. And you want to draw the abdomen. It's the abdominal wall that's working. So you really feel the abdominal wall moving. Rather than thinking about positioning the body, think about activating the muscles that will draw the pelvis off to the side. And feel that all the way into the lower back. Now we're going to circle all the way around. So you start in the same way, but you just circle the pelvis around to the back, to the side, to the front, and then reverse the direction. So you do one in either direction. Good. Okay, and for then you can come into a sitting position with your feet on the floor out in front of you. You can bring the arms alongside the, yes, good. Now, on an exhale, kind of curl back. So you bring the sacrum down towards the floor, and then inhale, come back up. And just do a couple here. Make sure you stay relaxed in the shoulders and the jaw. And you can challenge yourself to see how far back you can come and still maintain some grace as you come up. This is an interesting work to do. Make sure you're not straining the lower back. So you just push to the edge of where you're comfortable coming back up again. Good. And Valerie is very strong in this one, so she can come all the way down and still come back up with some ease. Great. All right. Now we're going to do the same thing here. But as she rolls back now, we're going to stay in that position with the lower back on the floor. Good, right about there, Valerie, excellent. And then you can bring the other one foot in a little bit closer. Bring your right foot in more, yes. And then stretch the left leg out just an inch or two off the floor and reach it out. Hollow out the belly, the navel moves towards, excellent. Keep breathing, and you hold here for a couple of breaths and then switch sides. So right foot to the floor, left foot, and then right stretches. Excellent. And breathing. Great. Couple breaths, because this is not easy. And then both feet to the mat. Roll down. Take one resting breath. Turn your head side to side a little bit. That neck tends to get unhappy here. And then come back up again. Now, you can either repeat what we just did, or you can stretch that. Let's start with, stretch the left leg out, and then the right leg hovers this far off the floor. It just hovers. So now the entire stability is held from the pelvis, from the deep abdominal muscle. So this is much more challenging, just having your foot off the floor slightly. So a couple breaths and then switch sides before you lose your alignment. Anytime you start to lose it through here, then drop a foot to the floor, stabilize yourself again. Remember, part of our work here is about stabilizing. Excellent. Okay, Valerie, you can come all the way down again, softening and letting your head roll a little bit if your neck is, good. Okay, there's one last thing, and this is definitely optional, so you can either choose options one or two, or this one. So rolling up, Valerie. And then stretching first one leg and then the other. And again, hollowing out the belly. The lower back stays really strongly engaged. And you're breathing and everything is wonderful. And you're smiling. And a few breaths here. The advantage of this is a few seconds and you've done a lot of work. So it's an efficient time, use of time here. Good. And when you're ready, I'll roll down, bring the feet to the floor. Actually, draw your knees up over the body and move a little bit side to side here. You may need another counter pose here. So feet to the floor and arms alongside and just roll up into the bridge pose. Kind of open across, particularly across this area of the body. And you can interlace your hands behind you on the floor, whatever works for you in bridge in terms of really letting this open. Make sure you don't splay the knees open. This might be a place to really think about drawing the knees towards each other so that the lower back broadens. Otherwise, it's kind of like a vice. You know, you spread the knees and scrunch the back. A few breaths here, really softening and letting the back open, and then you can roll down and we'll work with the next side-to-side work. So first, bring the knees up over the abdomen. And then just circle the knees. So you are actually massaging the back of the sacrum. And you can do this as big or as small as you like and as slow or as fast as you like. But the idea is to really put some energy in the back of the sacrum and also to soften and release any tension you might be holding there, because now we are going to straighten the legs. Actually, let's keep the knees bent first. Okay, and then gently lower, draw the thighs over the belly, And then lower the knees towards the right. You can open the arms out to the side. Yeah. But don't drop them. Just lower and then bring them back. Lift them back so they don't touch the floor. And you can see her movement is very controlled, very smooth. There's no, the weight of the legs is not tugging on her back. She's completely under control through the abdomen with what's happening with the legs. To make this more interesting, she'll straighten the legs. And now there are many many steps in between where you can keep the knees slightly bent. They'll be a little less heavy if they're slightly bent. They're going to be the heaviest if they're straight. And now we'll lower the feet towards the hands. Again, they do not touch. Even if you have flexibility, don't touch, but let them come down and then inhale back across the body and exhale the feet. Try to keep the feet a couple inches apart, Valerie, so that both legs have to work equally and the strong leg doesn't let the lazy one go for a ride. And think about the toes coming up towards the hands so you kind of keep collected through the core of the body. And a few of these usually goes a long way as well, especially if you're working with straight legs. So you can think about bending the knees again if it makes it a little bit easier. Excellent. Yeah. Okay. And then when you're ready, exhale the feet to the floor and come up onto your forearms. So we're working the same core strength here, and you can see that instead of relaxing, which would be collapsing in here, yeah, there you go. See what happens with the shoulders and the lower back. And that, not that that's necessarily terrible, but we're trying to work with the strength here. So this is a double thing. It's really working the strength in here as well as in the torso. And keeping the shoulders down and really lifting. Excellent. Then straighten both legs towards the ceiling. Again, the feet about an inch or two apart so that the legs really work independently. On the exhale, lower the right leg just an inch or two off the floor. Hold on the inhale, hold on the exhale, and inhale the leg back to center. Exhale, lower the left leg. And inhale, firm up the leg. Exhale, keep it firm, but don't hold your breath. And then inhale, lift the leg back to center. We'll do one more on each side. Exhale, right leg down. Inhale, firm up. Exhale, hold. Inhale, lift back to center. Watch the shoulders so you don't get